Prologue, The Lockhart Gorge, 1898. My name is Shauna McKinnon, and I nearly died the night the Lockhart sank. But you'll not find my name among the Lockhart's official manifest. There's no mention of a third survivor that night. Over 50 men, women, and children were aboard when she sank, the icy waters off the Victorian colony taking all but two, a cabin boy by the name of Tom Pierce and an Irish woman, Eva Carmichael, both surviving the treacherous waters to find shelter in its sandy cove. Tom's heroics raised the alarm, and the full tragedy of the Lockhart revealed. Since that night, the gorge became known for the ship that it sank, a name whispered with fear and sorrow, the Lockhart Gorge. But there's a darker tale woven so tightly through that fateful gorge, it's hard to see where one ends and the other begins. The tale is mine, one of curses and ill luck, one that saw 50 innocent lives drowned at sea. For devil take me, I caused their death. My presence brought the devil aboard the Lockhart that night. And even as I clawed my way free from those vengeful waves, shook the devil's grasp from my soul, I did not raise the alarm as Tom did later. Instead, I fled into the night, leaving others to suffer a fate that should have been mine. Those 50 dead are a stain upon my soul, so blood black now it's barely recognizable to me. It's been decades since the shipwreck, and while the passage of time has aged my body, worn me thin and bent my spine, those waters still call to me, and the devil in their depths demands his due. For I owe him my soul, and was foolish to think crossing oceans and wading from frigid waters would ever let me escape my fate. As a willful girl, I pleaded for my greatest desire, and the devil had granted it, asking for my soul in return. Foolish child that I was, I agreed to such a bargain, but flee and flight as I might, my debts must eventually be repaid. Let me unburden myself, whisper my story to the wind, my final testament. The devil can wait a little longer.